Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
On today's show, what we're going to do today is we're going to step back into the past. I brought a guest onto today's show that's got a very interesting story. Now, Mark has been on the show with me previously, and we've brought him back because Mark is just one of those guys that you're going to meet when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited who has a very interesting story. Now, his story may not parallel your story, but I will tell you this, there are enough elements to Mark's story that can resonate with you that you'll pay attention. And the reason we want you to pay attention is because we want you to learn from success. Yeah, our organization, Lifestyles Unlimited, is built on that model. We teach success. We show you what success is. Looks like we do not believe in showing you how to screw things up. I think that's just a bad approach to doing anything. After all, I mean, did you go to college so that they could teach you how to screw things up? No, you went to college to learn how to do things correctly. And in the process, you probably screwed some things up. And that's okay. It's all part of the learning process. So we're no different. We're a real estate investor education and mentoring organization. We do it extremely well. I think we're the best in the nation. And if you want to get started with real estate investing, there is no better place than us to get started. So what we're going to do today is we're going to bring Mark onto the show. Now, let me just give you some background on Mark. Mark went to the United States Naval Academy. That's correct. So he was among, 1,100 or 1,200 people that get accepted into that academy every year. And he went through the education that the academy provides. As well as that, he earned a commission in the United States Navy, and he served our country proudly for about 4.5 years. Well, at the end of his contract, Mark made a decision. He made a decision to step away from military service and to get going doing what most of America does. You know, go into corporate America and start, you know, slugging it out in corporate America so that you can get better pay so that you can buy stuff that makes you feel good. But along the way, Mark realized that something wasn't working according to his plan. I mean, he had a nice 401k, but it wasn't fat enough. He was working for the man who was controlling his time. And at a certain point, even a United States naval officer gets tired of the nutsiness of the world. So Mark made an informed decision back in 2015 to check out Lifestyles Unlimited. And I will tell you this, Mark has nothing but very impressive results. And we're going to get into Mark's story today, but before we do, we actually have to bring Mark onto the show. So Mark, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you back. How are things in the great state of Arizona?
Well, Al, thanks for having me back again. It's always a great time to talk with you. And as far as Arizona is concerned, we're in our two rough months of the year with weather, but the economy, the real estate market is just on fire. And from that perspective, it's a great day to be an investor here.
You know, I'm looking at your portfolio that you sent me, and it is very, very impressive. I mean, you have a lot of things in that portfolio. You have a lot of passive deals that you're invested in. You actually have deals that you own and operate yourself. Do you have any single family?
I actually sold off all my single family. My last house I let go of in 2019, and I actually had that over 10 years, and everything has moved into the multifamily space, whether as a lead or as a passive. I've got that money invested in multifamily.
Okay. Well, let's take you back to, say, the early 2000s when you were contemplating getting involved with real estate. I mean, what was your mindset back in the day with regards to investing in real estate?
So in the early 2000s, I had just relocated from San Diego to Florida. And even Florida was a hot real estate market. I mean, the house appreciation was insane. And we had lived in a house on a canal out in South Florida near Fort Lauderdale. And about 3 years. And then I had a transfer for my job. And I knew the market was still going up just in a crazy fashion, and made the decision after trying to read 3-4 books, made a decision to hold on to it and rent it out. And that was my first venture into single family real estate investing. And didn't really know what I was doing with the numbers, except I knew it was going up. I knew the market was strong because my realtor came by and told me that every month.
So, I mean, would you say you were lucky, or were you following a well thought out plan?
So I obviously ran the numbers on what my mortgage was and what I would be able to rent it for. And my perspective was, okay, let's just make sure we can cover our mortgage and I'm good, because I'm going to make a bunch of money when I sell it. And that was really kind of how I went into it, more of that buy and hold strategy and not a cash flow strategy. And that's the one piece that I just didn't have a good grasp on, is getting that. How do you maximize cash flow and what do you look for? That's the one area that I hadn't learned yet.
And I think I know why, Mark, because you said, I moved from San Diego to Florida. So when you were living in California, you were surrounded by a bunch of people kind of like me that were living in California that were investing that exact same way, because, you know, you just put your money into a house, the price goes up, you just make a ton of money, and everything all works out swimmingly well. Well, I'll tell you what, there is actually a much better way. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Mark transitioned from that Florida house into a very impressive portfolio. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Are there any good real estate deals left?
I'm still currently investing in real estate. In fact, I closed a deal just yesterday. Got another one closing tomorrow. So I'm buying real estate deals out there, guys. I'm out there doing it right now. So if you think that there's no good deals out there, think again. There are deals out there. You just have to be out there looking hard and working hard and working through the process to get to the ones that work.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited's free workshop and discover the process that works. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I got to fess up, because, you know, you probably were thinking that Mark and I are just talking about real estate during the break. And we talked a little bit about real estate, but really both of us are kind of football fans. So we actually discussed the option of just turning this into a sports show for the rest of the episode. So, Mark, who's your favorite football team? Let's just disclose all of this and get it out on the table.
Well, I grew up in Cleveland, so from an NFL perspective, it's definitely the Cleveland Browns. So watch out for them in the Super Bowl this year.
Okay. All right. And how about college? Are you just like a diehard Navy guy, or do you float around a little bit?
So really, really two college teams going to the Naval Academy. I support the Navy midshipmen, and then also growing up in Ohio, I support the Buckeyes. Some people love that. Some will hate that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, you know. But I think what we're pointing out is you're just a regular dude like everybody else, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I enjoy things just like every other guy, having a beer, watching football, and doing a little golf here and there. So just like anyone else.
So let me hit you with, you know, one of these level 10 questions. You ready for it?
Absolutely.
Okay. If the Browns are playing any sports team anywhere in America and you want to go see that game, do you have any financial or time constraints that prevent you from doing that?
I do not. And, yeah, typically I'll get out to one or two games. You know, my goal is to bring my daughters there too. I'm converting them, even
Good.
Though I live in Phoenix and more Cardinal fan, but, I do not. So, in fact, I travel a lot, during the season to hit one or two football games out of state.
Now, did you always enjoy that kind of flexibility your entire life?
You know, I would have to plan it a little bit more and kind of allocate a little budget to it. Now I can just go on a whim. If a friend says they're going to a game, do you want to go? I'll book a flight and go join them and don't have to really worry about, you know, the ticket prices or anything like that, especially the big games where it gets pretty pricey.
So at what point in your life did you have the epiphany that you could do exactly what you just described?
I would say when I left corporate America, I gave myself a nice buffer and had enough just cash flow and enough net worth where I was able to just relax and kind of focus more on family and friends and enjoying life and not being worried about where the next paycheck was coming from and paying my mortgage. So, yeah, I would say the last 2 or 3 years.
So you have been able to step away from the corporate grind. I mean, you 2 or 3 years ago, you basically said, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of here, and you never looked back.
Exactly. I just focused on building my multifamily portfolio and just continued investing. Anytime I had free capital, I would reinvest it into a new property, and it's worked out very well for me.
So when you were in corporate America, what was your average work week? I mean, were you working 40, 50, more hours? What was a normal grind for you?
Boy, early on in my career and actually coming out of the Navy, you worked long hours. So I didn't have a problem working 60 hours a week just to do a great job. But even before, you know, leaving corporate America, I was still at least, you know, 50 hours a week and just, you know, nonstop thinking about what I needed to get done and worrying about, you know, hitting that bonus level and all those types of things.
So you were running a corporate career parallel with a real estate business at a certain point, correct?
Yeah, I was able to, passive investing takes very little time, and I was actually able to be a lead and, you know, run a couple syndications while I was still working. And, you know, the amount of time it takes, you can do that usually in the evenings and the weekends just to get things moving. And, you know, once you get everything set up, close a property, and get it running where you need to, it takes very little time to keep that property running efficiently.
Now, you've got, let's just disclose everything if you're okay with it. You've got like 5,000 units of real estate that you're invested in. So that, come on, dude, that's got to be taking 40 or 50 hours a week for you to manage on a daily, you know, on a weekly basis, right?
Well, Al, with the passive investing, it's very, very little time. You're really just spending your time figuring out when a property sells, okay, where do I redeploy this cash, and, you know, reviewing deals. So, you know, maybe you've got your favorite lead, which I do, or several of them, I should say, and I just will, when they have a deal come up, I have cash ready for them. And then when I'm researching a new lead, I'll just spend a little bit of time making some calls and see how their track record is, but that's very little time, and that's the majority of my units are passively invested. So it's a quick process.
So with all these passive deals that you have, how much time a month do you spend, you know, reviewing those deals and cashing the checks?
From a passive investment standpoint, just a couple hours a month. You'll just kind of take a look at the monthly reports and see what's going on at the property, make sure everything's functioning, make sure that your quarterly distribution hit your bank account. It needs to be going to the mailbox, not just ACHs into your account. So just tracking that and making sure you received your money. And that's about it.
Yeah, we could try and stretch that answer as far as we could, but, you know, you're just like every other guy that's a Lifestyles member that I interview on this show. You spend 1 to 2 hours a month reviewing your deals because that's the time required. So what do you do with the rest of your time, Mark?
Well, so from the passive investing standpoint, it's pretty little, but, you know, being a lead investor as well, that takes certainly more time, especially when you're acquiring a property and just finding the right property and then, you know, underwriting it, getting it under contract, and then, you know, moving, getting all the steps to close on that property. So I spend time doing that, and also with mentoring at Lifestyles as well. I enjoy giving back and really trying to help others go down the same path that I did and, you know, give them some freedom in their life as well.
I'm just, you know, I'm kind of taken back, Mark, because I know what it's like to serve the country. I know what the demands are in our time. I've never been in corporate America, but I've known plenty of guys that have been in corporate America who've told me it's pretty much like the military without all the shooting. And we get conditioned. We get conditioned to just pouring our lives into something else. But when you start investing in real estate and you realize that you're spending your time on yourself, you become much more efficient. We come back from the break, more info.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so back in 2004, Mark figured out that he wanted to be involved with income-producing real estate. I mean, he had an epiphany that he was going to go out and buy a house. He was going to rent that house out. That house was going to make all kinds of money for him, and he could probably retire on that. Okay, I'm being facetious, Mark. You and I both know that you're not going to be able to retire on one rental property. But in 2015, you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So fill us in on the gaps. Tell us what you did between 2004 for your investing strategy, and then what you did in 2015 to maybe wreck that plan.
Sure. So when I started out doing the single family investing, as I had mentioned, I didn't really have a good plan as far as how do you pick the right houses? When do you buy? When do you sell? And really have a good understanding of cash flow. Because if you have cash flow, you can go through any up and down cycle. As long as, you know, your expenses are covered, real estate always recovers. It always comes back. So looking to hit that first house that we turned from our primary residence in Florida in 04. That property actually, from the time we bought it to when we tried to sell it, doubled in value. And Florida market was just on fire in 06 and 07. And we put it on the market and chased the price down. We ended up selling it in 08 and actually did okay because real estate's forgiving. And we still sold it at 50% over the price we bought it at. But the cash flow was negative due to some of the real estate taxes in Florida. And if you're not a resident, so we lost our homestead exemption. So that was a big mistake, lesson learned there, even though we recouped all of that through our capital gains. But so that was a lesson learned that it was forgiven because real estate's forgiving with mistakes. But after joining Lifestyles in 2015, doing that 2 day, and really understanding, okay, how do you overcome any cycles in the real estate cycles? And that's through buying a property that has good cash flow. You can ride that through that 18 months of downturn and certainly ride it up as the market increases, because over time, real estate's going to go up. It's going to recover. And that was probably the biggest thing that I learned, is how to buy right and what to look for as far as the right house through Lifestyles. And that was a piece that I don't recall all the books I read kind of laid it out clearly. They were all focused on how to manage it and how to get the tax advantages, but not that cycle and how to pick the right house.
So in 2015, you've been reprogrammed. You have changed a lot of things that you believe to be absolutely true and exchange those things for information that you now know is actually more effective. What did you do to get started repurposing all of your investments?
So when I started, I made that decision, joined Lifestyles to become a passive investor. And I actually worked with some of those single family mentors. And I, at the time, had, since that Florida house, had bought four more houses in Phoenix area, in Scottsdale, and looked at what was the return on equity. And a couple of them I bought with retirement accounts. So I had kind of the rules there. You couldn't leverage much. So my return on equity was single digits. And that was one lesson I learned. So I immediately sold these houses and took that money, moved them into multifamily passive investments, where I was, you know, doing well above double digit returns on them. And that really was the repositioning that allowed me to create that snowball effect as a passive investor and, you know, just start creating those cash flows that I wasn't really getting or focused on with my single family houses because I just didn't know what I was doing on them. I made money, but, you know, didn't really get that cash flow that Lifestyles teaches you.
Talk to me about forced appreciation. I mean, what is it and why do you like it?
Absolutely. That's the thing that I guess the impetus that moved me to multifamily. When my experience was single family, I would do some renovations, but ultimately you were capped at what's that neighborhood going to be valued at? You know, what is that three bedroom, two bath house going to go for? Whereas when you go into multifamily, you can take that property, look at it. It's all based on the net operating income that creates the value for that property. And when you do the right things with that property to increase value, which increases the rents and create a nice place for a resident to live, that NOI increases, that net operating income increases, and that increases the value. And you're able to do that at an accelerated pace with multifamily versus single family, where you're really it's not in your control. It's whatever that market value is at the time. In multifamily, you're able to, in 1 year's time, just really drive that increased rent, control your expenses or reduce your expenses, and then increase that net operating income. And that's really the big difference for multifamily on the forced appreciation.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, many times on this show, I like to talk about single family, and I like to talk about how the single family properties tend to appreciate over time. And then if you're going to buy a single family, one of the things you want to do is you want to make sure that you're capturing as much equity into the deal, because that really helps your returns. But once you've got that single family, you're pretty much locked into whatever equity you captured versus what will the market do for you over time. So when I say that you could double or triple your money over a five-year period with a single-family property, it's absolutely true and relevant. But what Mark's talking about is the ability to do that much, much faster. Right, Mark?
Yes. There are so many levers when you think of the income statement around a multifamily property. You lower expenses, you increase the revenue coming in. You know, multifamily apartment buildings allow you to create other revenue streams. Maybe it's reserved parking or other avenues. And it really comes down to that P&L for the business. And you've got that ability to raise that value quickly and through proper management and having a plan.
So when you're looking for a multifamily deal for you to invest in, do you take into consideration what the offering is saying with regards to the ability to double your money? And if so, what kind of time frame do you look for?
So in a typical underwriting for multifamily, you know, the brokers always, I mean, they're salespeople, they've got marketing. So you can't really look at everything they produce. What you want to look at is the actual numbers from the seller and the rent roll and the P&L to look at the expenses. And then we spend the time at Lifestyles to put that into a pro forma. We call it our multifamily quick analysis. And taking all of those levers into consideration, you can really get a clear picture 1 year, 2 year, 3 years out, what that valuation is going to look like. And we look at, you know, both the cash flow that you should expect, and then also, you know, when you sell or do a cash out refi, you know, what type of return you'll get at that point as well. So there's a lot of analysis that goes into it. And the more you do, you learn about those submarkets and can really predict what performance you'll see.
Now, that is good information, Mark. That is really good stuff. I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to pick his brain some more, because there's a lot of good things you're going to learn. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited members are the best apartment investors in the country.
So for the last 13 years now, since 2007, every single year, one of our members has won the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year. So how hard is that to do? Well, that National Football League, what does that have, 34 teams? There are 44,000 independent real estate investors in this country. And one of our members each year was the best.
Do you want to be one of the best real estate investors in the country? Do you want to play with the same game plans and be coached by the same captains and team leaders? Then join our team. Register for the next live online free workshop. Once you join us, you'll have the backing you need to win every time. Remember, real estate is a team sport. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So let me frame the picture for you. Mark is what we consider a highly successful real estate investor. Now, Mark, you know, he may have certain skills that he displays better than maybe you or I, but trust me, Mark is just a guy like you and I who did everything that society told him to do. He was conditioned to get into the workforce, to work really, really hard, to trade time for money, And at a certain point, he just said, you know what? This just isn't quite working the way it's supposed to. So in 2015, Mark made an informed decision to come check out Lifestyles Unlimited. He liked what he heard. He went through all of our education. He decided that multifamily was the place for him to be, and he went to work investing in multifamily apartment communities. Mark has invested in 24 different apartment communities as a passive investor, meaning he found a deal that another Lifestyles Unlimited member was making available to us. It made sense for his investing strategy, and he put his money to work. Now, 8 of those deals have sold. Along the way, Mark made an informed decision that he wanted to syndicate deals to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So he became a lead investor. And he's got 3 apartment communities that he has syndicated to people like me. Now, I will be the first to tell you I'm not in any of Mark's deals. Not because I didn't want to be, but just because the timing didn't work out, which is totally fine. Mark is a very accomplished investor. So much so that when Lifestyles Unlimited realized that we needed to bring additional talent onto the team, Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, selected Mark to be one of our multifamily mentors. So what does that mean? Well, it means that Mark dedicates some time out of his not-so-busy schedule to work with the other members of Lifestyles Unlimited to share his wisdom, to share his experience, and to pass on all the knowledge that Mark has absorbed himself. And it gives Mark that opportunity to help other people. And I will tell you this, when you wrap your head around the concept of doing things specifically because you have a desire to help other people, it's going to change your entire life. Mark, is there anything you could add to that?
Yeah, I think that the one of the best things that I enjoy is being able to share knowledge and help others get started. And I know I can relate back to my first deal as a lead when I was starting out and you just have thousands of questions and you can't ask them all to one person. So having that Lifestyles network and a mentor alongside you, along with a team, you're able to get those questions answered and have confidence to take that leap to do that first deal. So, you know, from a mentor standpoint, I absolutely love helping people take that first step and, you know, feeling confident that they're doing the right thing. And you know, there's nothing better than that, that feeling.
Let's talk about what's going on in the marketplaces, specifically in the multifamily space, since that's your area of expertise and I've got a little bit of time to pull some of that information out of you. Are you cool with talking about market conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's really going on out there?
So from a multifamily standpoint, just in the U.S. in general, there's a shortage of housing, and there's a lot of other factors taken into effect, and each market is different in real estate. But the fact that we've got that supply-demand issue, it's driving high demand for single-family and multifamily properties. And, of course, when the supply is lower and the demand's higher, prices go up. So that's kind of the effect we're having post-pandemic. Even in some of those gateway cities, you know, along the coast, LA, San Francisco, New York, you know, they're rebounding as well. But as I focus more on Arizona, the one piece in Arizona that is really driving the market is just job growth. And, you know, I've lived in Arizona close to 20 years, and really what I'm seeing is back in 2008, 2009, that crash was really driven by the challenge that Arizona particularly had was that there was not a very diversified job segment. It was a lot of construction, a lot of leisure and you know, restaurants and resorts. But now the economy is very well balanced. Lots of new jobs coming in manufacturing. We're becoming here in Phoenix the semiconductor production capital of the U.S. With some big companies expanding, electric vehicles and IT software development, biotech and manufacturing and logistics to support Southern California. So we're just seeing an explosion in Phoenix and really Tucson as well in this market. And a lot of that, again, it's there's the supply shortage and a influx of people, net migration. And you've got also folks leaving those higher cost cities and moving to Phoenix as well. So it's a lot of moving parts going on right now in the U.S. and specifically in Arizona, which I look at the most. And it's all good as a real estate investor. It's all the numbers look very strong, and I have no complaints with the direction we're going.
How's the political environment in Arizona? Is it pro-landlord still, or do you see things maybe shifting?
In Arizona, it's generally a landlord-friendly state, and you know, we're obviously there's challenges with the pandemic, but you know, we've been able to manage through that. I feel like in a logical manner. There's rental assistance for those that need it. At the same time, you know, we're able to, those who are trying to take advantage of the system, we've been able to, you know, move them out of the apartments and move in a paying resident.
And how about interest rates? I mean, there's a lot of chatter out there about interest rates because, you know, let's just come clean and just say that interest rates do have an impact on the cost of money for us. So therefore, if the interest rates do go up, the cost of money might go up. How do you think an increase in interest rates might affect the multifamily housing market?
Well, I certainly think that the lower rates are enabling higher prices, you know, both single family and multifamily. There's no doubt about that. You know, but from a broader perspective, interest rates should remain pretty low. I mean, it's part of that's the U.S. government needing to keep it low. And that piece, though, when those rates do move up, you know, and this is just me, I think it'll be a softer landing. It'll slow down the real estate market, but I wouldn't anticipate a crash. And the reason for that is because of the dynamics around the job growth and the shorter, you know, the lack of supply. So it'll definitely have an effect in soften pricing and keep it from accelerating like it has been, but it'll be a soft landing.
And how do you think things like inflation will affect our multifamily investments? I mean, there's a lot of talk out there about, you know, prices are going up, 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 up all of a sudden. So do you think that we're going to be able to absorb that in the multifamily space, or do you think it'll have some other impact on us?
Well, the inflation, ultimately, it's just kind of rolling downhill. It's going to be reflected in rents, and rents are going to continue to go up. From a real estate investment standpoint, you know, real estate's a great hedge on inflation because it's just going to keep appreciating. So if you're holding on to cash, you're losing value. If you're holding on to a real asset, such as real estate, it's a hedge against inflation. So that's causing a lot of money, a lot of capital to flow into the market, which is also driving up prices kind of in a accelerated pattern. And there's a lot of reasons people are moving their capital into real estate. And it's definitely that from an inflation standpoint, a way to hedge it.
Yeah, I think just this is Al's opinion. I just think we're seeing a resetting of the new normal. I think we're seeing pricing, which has been somewhat artificially constrained over time based on economic policy. Once a country gets hit with a pandemic and everybody goes into lockdown and the world kind of stops, when the world starts to reemerge, all of a sudden, some of that buying behavior is still there. And I think we're all going to be just fine. Now, let me just close the show out by saying thank you so much, Mark, for being on the show. It's a pleasure to always have you here. I'm going to look forward to seeing you at Expo next month. And for those of you trying to figure out, how do I do this? How do I get started? Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.